Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keith Urban, and wouldn't you know it, he just happens to be on the phone with us today.
How are you, Mo?
How
you, sick man? How you doing?
Doing good.
Good.
We have to talk about your current song right now, We Were. I love it. And I think
it's so
cool that Eric Church is a co-write on this song.
He is, and I didn't know that when I recorded the song. And it wasn't actually until I was about to put it out that I found out that he was a writer on it. And so, you know, I called him up and said, I just recorded the song, and maybe down the track I'll get you to come in and maybe do a version with me. And he said he would, and sure enough, man of his word.
Right.
Late in the summer, he came in the studio and did this version with me.
Wow. And it's awesome.
I think it just adds a cool element to that song. I think it's really neat to see the two of you team up for that. That's very neat.
Thank you.
Keith Urban on the phone with us, the reigning CMA and ACM Entertainer of the Year. Nominated this year for Entertainer of the Year, male vocalist. Does it ever get old?
No, it gets younger. Yeah, it gets better and better, I think, because I love what I get to do. I love that I get to make music. I love that I get to hear songs on the radio that I've done. And, I mean, it's crazy for as long as I've been blessed to be able to do it, it's still a giddy feeling hearing yourself on the radio and having the music come out. So, yeah, I'm deeply, deeply grateful.
I love, you know, hearing artists like you talk about the fact that when the audience starts to sing the songs back to you and all that, and just it's just kind of that moment where you go, and there it is.
And there it is. Yeah, totally. We had it early this year, we went over to Europe and we played some places I'd never been to before, like the Netherlands. And you're on the stage, and a stage I've never been on, and all these people out front I've never seen before, and they're singing every word to every song.
Amazing.
And it's just incredible.
So here on the Mo and Stick Man Show, we have a game, if you don't care to play a game with us. It's called Is, Was, Did.
Okay.
I don't know that.
Here we go.
Have you ever Googled yourself before?
Yeah, foolishly.
So what we did is we just put is Keith Urban and then kind of grabbed some questions that top searches of things that people are wondering about Keith Urban.
These are things that people have searched about you, and it's your opportunity now to answer these questions once and for all right here in front of God and everybody.
All right.
Hit me.
So we're going to ask the question. You just got to let us know what the answer is. All right. First one, is Keith Urban in Old Town Road?
Not in any recorded version, but I played with Lil Nas and Billy Ray on the CMAs in a performance of it. And I guess they recorded that. I don't know if it's available or not.
Right.
And I do remember you did, didn't you do kind of your own like acoustic spin on it on social media?
Yeah. I did a version with me just playing banjo downstairs
there
in my studio, and Lil Nas X saw it and then called up and asked if I wanted to come and join him when they played CMA Fest.
That's pretty awesome. All right. Was Keith Urban always a country singer?
Well, it's the music that my dad had on his record player when I was growing up. And when I started entering Talent Quest and doing different things, I was always singing Dolly Parton, Tanya Tucker, like Ronnie Millsap, Charlie Pride. So I started out singing all that. But then when I became a teenager, I was playing in cover bands, and we would just play every bit of top 40 that was on the radio with a mix of country. So that's probably what my music ended up becoming.
Nice.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And the last one, which I don't know where the time frame starts with this, but did Keith Urban get a new tattoo?
Well, that would depend what new would be defined as.
We'll say, have you had a new tattoo in the last year?
In the last year, yes.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
There was also one that said, does Keith Urban have an accent? But we've answered that question already.
Yeah, I think we know that one.
Well, that answer would depend on where you're asking it. Because if you ask me in Australia, everyone would say,
You're right. You're right.
That's fair. Keith Urban, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. And good luck to you at the CMA Awards.
Thank you, Mo. Thanks, Dickman.
Thank you. We'll see you there.
You betcha, guys. Bye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.